Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, let's talk a little bit about people. Yes, people are a part of society. We know them. They know you. People make up a big portion of our interpersonal communications that we have on a daily basis. And, you know, there's a lot of folks out there that are involved with real estate that just happen to be people themselves. And we're going to talk a little bit about those types of folks today. Talk a little bit about the people that maybe you ought to have on your team as you go forward with your real estate investing career. Now, I said real estate investing career because what we're pointing out here on this show is that when you get involved in investing in income-producing real estate, you are starting a new career. It's as simple as that. And this career can be as lucrative as you want it to be. It can be as in-depth as you want it to be. You can do things that you want to do within this career because it's your career and you get to choose. You get to choose when you buy a property. You get to choose when you sell a property. You get to choose if you want to increase rents or maybe lower rents. You get to choose what the expenses are with regards to the property and whether or not you enjoy the costs associated with such expenses, in which case maybe you go back and renegotiate. And with everything we do in real estate, people are involved. And it's such an important concept for you to wrap your head around because, you know, real estate, they say it's the numbers. It's all about the numbers. But I'm here to tell you, it is about the numbers, but it's also about the people. And making sure you've got the right people on your team is paramount to your success. Now, let's talk about, you know, what you ought to do to get started. Well, before you do anything with real estate, the best advice I have for you is go out and get yourself a quality education. Now, I will tell you, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we have what I would consider the premier education program in the entire country. We've been teaching people how to retire in 5 years or less, how to step away from using 401ks, IRAs, and pensions as their form of retirement. And more importantly, how to use and, well, actually develop and utilize that passive income so that they can retire themselves in that 5 years or less time period. So, again, people. Who are the people that need to be on your team? Well, after you get that robust real estate investing education, I think the first person you need to have on your team, quite frankly, is a realtor. A very good realtor, and not just one realtor. I think you need to have about 20 good realtors out there, because if you're going to have a robust career in real estate investing, and you're not planning to quit your full-time job, because we're the last ones to tell you, hey, get involved with real estate and quit your full-time job. No, don't do that. That is a bad recipe, and you don't want to deal with the ramifications of that. But what I mean by cultivating a real estate team is this. Did I say cultivating earlier? Not sure if I did. If I didn't, I meant to say it. And this is why it's so important. If you've got 20 highly competent, capable real estate agents out there who are looking constantly for properties that meet your investing goals, do you think they might come across one or two for you? I think the answer is yes. So finding those competent real estate professionals is paramount to your success. Now, how do you go about finding these folks? Well, it's kind of simple. What you need to do is pick up the phone and start calling some real estate companies. And what you're looking for is you're looking for real estate agents that are primarily listing agents. Now, why listing agents, you might ask? Because listing agents are the ones that actually go out and find the deals. They're the ones looking for properties to sell. Now, you may not be aware of this, but there's really two types of real estate agents. Technically, there's three, but we're going to focus on two types right now. One One is what we call the listing agent, the person that goes out and finds those properties. They make phone calls. They look for properties that maybe didn't sell previously. And they're trying to find sellers that are motivated to sell their property. Now, the other kind of agent is basically a buying agent. Now, these are the folks that tend to work with people that are looking to buy property. That's why they're called buying agents, whereas the listing agent tends to work for the seller. Now, in your case, do you really need a buying agent? And I'm going to tell you, no, you don't really need a buying agent, because any real estate agent can go and comb over the multiple listing service for you and maybe find properties that could meet your goals. But the reason why you want to find these 20 competent listing agents is because when they find a property to put on the market, and they know that property is going to meet your investing goals, before they bother putting it on the market, they're going to give you a call and they're going to say, hey, guess what I've got for you? I've got a property that I think meets your investing criteria. Let's talk about it a little bit and let's see if it does. And if you say, yes, it does, I want to pursue it, then right there and then that listing agent is basically going to tell the seller, hey, we've got an offer coming in on the property. And that seller is extremely happy because they got their property at least potentially an offer and potentially sold within a short period of time. Now, what if you say no? What if you say, no, that property doesn't meet my criteria? Well, that listing agent doesn't have a problem with that, because what they're going to do is they're either going to call other investors that they have, or they're just going to put it in the multiple listing service and give every realtor that has access to that service the opportunity to sell that property. So this is one of the reasons why you want to work with a listing agent, and you want to cultivate a team of 20 of them. Now, is it going to take you a little bit of time? Yeah, it's going to take you a little bit of time. But remember, this is a people business. So spend some time talking with these folks. You're going to find that there's listing agents out there that are professional realtors or real estate agents that are highly competent in what they do and highly knowledgeable about the trade of real estate. So you might make a couple of friends. You might get some new information that you hadn't received before. And more importantly, you're going to build a relationship that potentially has the ability to create a windfall for you in the future. Looks like we're getting ready to go to break, and I want to remind you, we have the Multifamily Masters Tour coming to Dallas. It's going to be on October 25th and 26th. It is going to be an incredible event, an absolute incredible event. And if you'd like to get more information about it, go to MultifamilyMastersTour.com. That's MultifamilyMastersTour.com.
Lifestyles Unlimited is the real estate investor education and mentoring group that has been taking people by the hand and teaching them how to invest in real estate for 29 years. Our students have been so successful at creating wealth and passive income that they have won local, state, and national Investor of the Year awards 12 of the last 12 years. If you're ready to add real estate to your portfolio, go to LifestylesUnlimitedPodcast.com to access our free live training event schedule.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're talking about people. People are all around you. People provide services for you. People do things that you need to have done on a daily basis. Yeah, there's a lot of automation going on out there, but I'll tell you, it's still a people business in the real estate world, and we're talking about some of those people that you need. In the first segment, we talked in depth about real estate agents and why they're such an important member of your team, and mostly which real estate agents you need to find and cultivate, because those are the people that are going to bring you your real estate deals. Now, there's another group of people out there that are absolutely essential to your investing success. And these are your lenders. These are the people that essentially are going to be a partner in your deal, because the lender is normally going to put up anywhere from 50, 60, 70, maybe 80%, possibly even more of the money that you need to acquire a property. And there are different kinds of lenders out there too. There are hard money lenders, there are portfolio lenders, there are conventional lenders, there are lenders that specialize in government types of loans, there are lenders that specialize in just about anything that are out there. So you've got to make sure that you're honing in on the right type of lender and the right type of lender that can provide you the right type of services. Now, in the case of a lender, the first lender you're going to need to find is a conventional lender. You want to find somebody that's well-versed in real estate transactions. That means don't just go on the website or a website or just looking at the web in general and just say, real estate loans, because what you're going to get is you're going to get a bunch of ads popping up on your favorite web browser. And these lenders, although they may be very big lenders, they certainly have the money to be able to be placed first on the ad list. They may not be the right lenders for you. What we're going to advise you to do is to go out and find lenders that understand the real estate investing game. And it's really not a game, but if you're playing it right, it is sort of like a game, and you can win, and there's nothing wrong with winning. But when it comes to lenders, that conventional lender is very important. What you want to do is you want to sit down with that conventional lender, and you want to make sure they understand your entire financial background. They're going to ask you for all types of information, and you know what? You're going to give it to them, and you're going to give it to them as quickly and as concisely as possible, because what you want them to do is for them to sit down and pre-approve you for a loan. You need to know what your buying power is. So that lender is very important in helping you to understand what your buying power is, what you potentially can buy, what kind of loan products are available to you. You know, you may be in a situation where, let's just say, you want to buy a fourplex, like my friend Benji I mentioned on the show yesterday. Now, there's a couple ways you can go about buying a fourplex. Now, a fourplex, as most of you recall, is considered single family property, okay? And it's basically classified that way based on the lending institution. So anything from 1 to 4 units is considered single family. The lending guidelines are written for single family for those types of properties, and those are the guidelines you need to comply with. Now, if you're dealing with multifamily, that's anything that has 5 units or more. Now, that doesn't mean I've got 5 houses in a neighborhood, so give me a multifamily loan. That's not what it means. It's basically 5 or more units in a building or contiguous buildings within, you know, the same apartment cluster, so to speak. So if you're going to buy that fourplex, there's a couple ways you can do it. You can go to the lender and you can say, hey, I want to be an owner occupant. You see, I want to do what my friend Benji did, meaning I want to go in and I want to qualify for an FHA loan. Or in Benji's case, he could have done this too because he's a veteran. He could have qualified for a VA loan, in which case he really wouldn't have had to put anything down. Now, that FHA loan's only going to require him to put down, oh, anywhere from maybe 3 to 5%. Not really sure what those guidelines are as of today, but what it allows you to do, it allows you to acquire a piece of real estate that you're going to owner occupy. You cannot do this if you're not an owner occupant. Okay, it's illegal, and we don't want you doing anything illegal because it would be fraud. If you said, well, I'm going to owner occupy this so that you can get favorable loan terms, and then you turn around and put tenants in all 4 units, that would be fraud, and that's not a good thing. We don't want you committing fraud, because if you start down that road, then you know you continue to go down that road, and eventually somebody's going to catch you, and it's going to ruin your real estate business. But getting back to the loans themselves, if you're looking to do on the fourplex per se, maybe conventional financing, There's different products that are out there. You know, you can look for maybe 30, 25, 20, 15, 10 year terms. Okay. And all of those might have fixed rates. Maybe you're looking at an adjustable rate loan where you're looking at what's called a 3-1 or a 5-1 or a 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. And, you know, those mortgage payments are based on a 30 year payment schedule. Maybe you're looking for, I don't know, an FHA loan itself that you're doing for normal investor financing. Those are out there. So there's different loan products that are out there that could suit your needs for buying that fourplex. On a separate note, if you're looking at, say, a sixplex, okay, maybe that lender you're working with for the fourplex isn't versed in doing commercial loans, because essentially now you're getting into commercial lending. So you need to find yourself a lender that understands all the rules and regulations associated with doing a commercial loan for your property. So a lender is very important, and it's okay to have more than one lender on your team. Oh, and by the way, you know, it's good to have a hard money lender on your team, especially if you're doing single family properties. And the reason for that is, well, pretty much what I explained on yesterday's show when we talked about Robert and Sylvia and the fact that they were able to acquire two very nice single family properties in the San Antonio market. They were able to put as little money as possible down. In the case of the one property that we were talking about, it was just slightly over $13,000 down, even though it cost them $40,000 in rehab. Now, the reason they were able to do that is because they had a hard money lender that basically said they were going to loan them 70% of the after repair value of the property. Now, in that particular case, they had an appraisal which determined that after repair value of $190,000. So what they were able to do was capitalize on taking 70% of that out, or about $135,000. They used that money to acquire the property. They also used a portion of it to repair the property. And that's why they only needed to come out of pocket about a little over $13,000, because when it was set and done and they got the property up and running, they were able to convert to a conventional loan. And there's an example of having two quality lenders on your team that are going to make the difference between your success and your failure when it comes to real estate investing. Because remember, real estate investing is a people business. It is all about the people that you put on your team and the people that assist you with moving forward in your real estate career. This is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And if you'd like to get a hold of me for any reason, do so at askal@luinc.com.
Get total freedom in your life, safely and quickly. Build wealth and passive income so you never worry about working until you drop, losing your job, or retiring in poverty. 29 years ago, Dell Walmsley founded Lifestyles Unlimited. Dell has taught over 100,000 people, just like me and you, the principles of financial freedom through his national radio shows and personal one-on-one mentoring at Lifestyles Unlimited. I'm excited to tell you about the real estate workshop that has changed so many lives. This workshop takes you inside what we do and what we believe. We'll share with you the five ways we make money in real estate and much more. Just like your personal trainer, the Lifestyles Unlimited team will motivate, encourage, and teach you so you can get in the best financial shape of your life. Call 866-971-8970 or go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com to register for the workshop that will change your life. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, we're talking about people, because real estate, at the end of the day, is really a people business. And for you to be successful, you cannot crawl into the corner and turn out the lights and pretend that there's nobody out there that can assist you, because there are plenty of people out there that can assist you with being successful in real estate. Now, we talked a little bit about those real estate agents and which ones you ought to go find. We talked a little bit about the mortgage lenders. Those are some very important people to have on your team, because they are your financial partner. They're bringing the biggest chunk of the money to the closing table, and although you've got to repay the loan, it's very beneficial for you to have proper leverage on those properties, because it's that proper leverage that's going to allow you to take down more and more properties, build that portfolio up, and get yourself retired in 5 years or less. Now, somebody else that you need to have on your team is an insurance agent. And there are different kinds of insurance agents out there. There are those insurance agents that work specifically for major insurance companies. So essentially what they do is they offer you products that insurance company offers. And, you know, if it works for you, great. And if it doesn't, maybe they can find a way to make it work. Or maybe you have to go to another insurance company to get the products that you need for the price that you're looking for. Another option is to go with an insurance broker. So what an insurance broker does is they provide all kinds of independent insurance agency opportunities for you that are tailored to your personalized insurance coverage needs, and they try and get it to a price that makes sense for you. Now, I will tell you, I used to think that, you know, all insurance was, you know, the same. And I have learned the error of my ways. See, not all insurance agencies are the same, and not all insurance agents are the same. So make sure when you're sitting down to figure out who you want on your team that you are making a good selection. And don't be afraid to talk with 2, 3, 4, or 5, maybe even more insurance companies to make sure that you're finding those that specialize in investment real estate properties. Because whereas anyone can sell you a policy, what you need is you need to have the right policy that covers the right things for your properties in question. Now, some of the things that you want to consider talking about with that insurance agent that you're interviewing, so to speak, are, you know, rental and property insurance requirements. Have them explain to you, you know, what they think your needs would be as a landlord, and as you might encounter liabilities or risks that, you know, normal homeowners don't necessarily face. For instance, in my personal residence, I'm not too worried about somebody slipping and falling because, well, I usually don't have a lot of people over to my house. And when I do, it's usually friends and acquaintances. So I'm not too worried about somebody slipping and falling. Now, at some of my duplexes that I own, I'm a little more concerned about that because I've got tenants in the property. Okay, so the tenant could step outside of the property. There could be something wrong with the steps in the front of the property, and it may cause them to harm themselves, in which case maybe that tenant's going to come look at me. So I am very, very concerned about slipping and falling, and I want to make sure that those types of concerns are addressed. You know, one of the other things that is a concern also is vacant property insurance. Okay. And this is an option that basically defends you from bodily injury or property damage caused to others on your rental, seasonal, or vacant property. So I know some of you out there, you're doing that Airbnb thing, and some of you are doing, you know, a second home that you rent out from time to time. But you need to consider, you know, that vacant property insurance. It's something definitely to have that conversation about. Now, apartment insurance, well, that's a completely different animal because there's other things that you need to consider when you're considering apartment insurance. And making sure that you've got the right insurer on your team is paramount to your success. Now, let me just kind of tell you about some of the things that I've been going through lately with my insurance. You know, I had several hail damages to several of my properties, and I really, you know, really wasn't very happy with the way my insurance company handled everything. I really felt like they just kind of came in, they kind of lowballed the repair costs, they gave me the bare minimum bid, and they basically wrote me a check and said, here you go, we're done. And I said, no, we're not done, because I don't even know that what you wrote a check for is going to cover the cost of the repairs. And they said, well, when you get around to getting a roofing contractor out there, we'll do a supplemental claim for you. And I said, well, what does that supplemental claim mean to me? And what they said was, well, it gives you an opportunity to argue your point that maybe it's going to cost more than our adjuster said it would cost. Well, I'll tell you what, I had three separate bids done on each of the properties, and all those bids came in within, I won't give you the numbers, but they were all pretty darn close. So I chose the one, not necessarily that was the lowest bidder, but the one that had the best reputation, and they had the best ability to perform what I needed to have performed for them, or from them, I should say. And I went back to my insurance company and I said, okay, these are the guys I want to use. You can't tell me who I want to use. These are the guys. And here's what it's really going to cost to do the work. So now I'm waiting on the insurance company to get around to deciphering whether or not that is something they want to consider, they want to pay, et cetera, et cetera. So you know what that caused me to do? That caused me to realize that maybe my insurance agent is not the insurance agent I need to have on my team. As a matter of fact, my current insurance company is there are no agents per se that I can talk to. It's basically you call up a 1-800 number and you get whoever happens to be available to answer the phone. So I'm not working with the same person over and over. And I realized that was a shortfall to my business model. So what I'm doing now is I am aggressively reaching out to Lifestyles Unlimited vendors that are in the insurance game. And I am asking them for quotes. I'm looking for quotes on my rental properties. I'm looking for quotes on my automobiles. I'm looking for quotes on my homeowner's policy. I'm looking for quotes on my umbrella policy and any other form of a policy that they think that I need in order to protect myself. And really, when it comes to the end of the day, it's all about protecting myself. And that's what insurance does for you. So make sure you've got a quality insurer on your team. I tell you, the wrong one will cost you a lot of money and cost you a lot of pain and a lot of problems. The right one, well, you'll never deal with any of those issues. So who else, what other people should you have on your team? Who else should you include on that team? Well, I'll tell you, one of them should be a general contractor. Now, unless you're going to do what I like to call pretty properties, meaning these are properties that you buy them, they're already fixed up, they're ready to go, they should cash flow right out the gate based on the amount of money you're putting down, that type of thing. Probably don't need much work to those properties. Maybe a handyman can handle all of those things. And by the way, a good handyman is somebody to have on your team. That's a person that needs to be on your team, is a good handyman, unless you want to do the work. And I'll tell you, we advise against it. Not that it's beneath us. It's not beneath me to pick up a hammer, but quite frankly, it is more important for me to be in control of the situation and put quality people into place doing the things that I need to have done so that, well, I don't go in there and screw it up myself, because I am not a qualified handyman and I'm not a qualified general contractor. And I'll tell you what, we're getting close to the break here. So let me hold over the discussion of a quality general contractor for the next segment. But let me remind you that multifamily master's tour is coming to Dallas. It will be on October 25th and 26th. It's going to be a great event. There's a nominal fee to attend, but I'll tell you what, that fee is worth its weight in gold. To find out more about this tour, go to multifamilymasterstour.com. That's multifamilymasterstour.com. Get yourself registered, and I'll see you in Dallas on the 25th and the 26th.
What would happen if you didn't show up for work tomorrow? For the next couple of days? For a week? A couple of months? A year? How long until you lose everything you've worked for in a fraction of the time it took to earn it? If this fear keeps you up at night, it's time to learn the strategies we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with the free workshop. Go to lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com and find your true financial peace, like so many of our members already have. That's lifestylesunlimitedpodcast.com.
About peace. people, because people is and are a part of your real estate business. I'll tell you, we've talked about real estate agents. We've talked about lenders. We've talked about insurance brokerages. Now let's talk a little bit about general contractors. Now who is a general contractor? Some of you have a misnomer as to what a general contractor is. So let me see if I can clear it up for you. A general contractor is somebody that you hire who manages all aspects of a project, including the hiring and supervising of all subcontractors. They get all the building permits. They schedule all the inspections. Basically, they do everything so you don't have to. And a good general contractor has a lot of experience. And why is that important to you? Because you don't want to get in the way of screwing up this particular property that you're working on. You want to have a quality general contractor that understands what you're doing. Now, if you're doing, you know, real light remodeling, you know, maybe you'll have a handyman or maybe a specialty contractor, you know, and a specialty contractor is someone who might install, I don't know, things like cabinets or bathroom fixtures or things like that. But if you're going to get into some of the beefier projects, and what I mean by beefier projects, so these are the properties that you're going to be able to get for a really discounted price because they are severely distressed properties. They've got a lot of things going wrong with them, and it's an opportunity for you to get involved and remedy that situation. You want to have that general contractor on your team because they've got the experience that you probably don't have. Now, let's say you do have experience, okay? And I'm not saying that all of you don't have experience. Don't get me wrong. I know there's those of you out, excuse me, I know there's those of you out in the listening audience that have done several rental properties and you're not a novice at this. So maybe you're going to look at hiring some of those specialty contractors. You know, you're going to act as your own general contractor and you're going to hire all the subcontractors yourself. Just remember, when you do that, you're acting in the place of the general contractor. So you are in essence working in your business, not working on your business. And I'll tell you, Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO of Lifestyle Unlimited, will be the first one to tell you, don't do that. Don't work in your business. Always work on your business. But that general contractor, you know, when you got the right one and they know exactly what they're doing, they're going to save you time, money, and effort. And that's why you hire that general contractor. Now, you can use a general contractor for single family, and you can use a general contractor for multifamily. And I'll tell you, if you're messing around in multifamily, you probably need to have that general contractor on your team. And don't think you're going to do everything by subcontracting, because when you're looking at, say, 200 unit apartment complex, that's a big job. And you got to ask yourself when you look in the mirror, how much experience do I have doing that job? And the answer is probably going to be little to none, closer to the none side of the equation. So that general contractor is the person that comes in and basically takes care of everything on the rehab portion of your project for you. They can sit down, they can work out the timelines, they can work out the schedules, they coordinate with all the subcontractors, they get all the materials, they get all the supplies delivered. It's a well-orchestrated event. And they have to report to you. So that's an important component is, remember, they're not just working on their own. They work on your behalf. So a good general contractor or a good specialty contractor or specialty contractors are important people to have on your team. Now, since we're kind of into the nitty gritty of the trades, let's talk about the trades. Maybe you're just doing single family stuff, and maybe you bought a property or you're considering buying a property. And the only thing that seems to be wrong with the property is that the roof is old. Maybe the roof needs to be changed out. Do you really need to hire a general contractor for a roof replacement? Well, I'm going to tell you, probably not. Okay, it depends on the job. Don't get me wrong, but if you've got a property where everything is good to go, it's just that the roof is old, and these things happen. I mean, there are folks out there that own rental properties that think all they have to do is paint them and take care of them and that's about it. But they don't look at the functional components of the property, or maybe they put in new air conditioning and they put in a new heating system, and maybe they did put in new appliances. Who knows? But you know, they didn't look at the roof, or maybe they didn't look at the foundation. So you may have one area of that property that needs a little extra attention. It's okay to have quality members of the different trades on your team. I've got them on my team. Do I use them all the time? No, I don't use them all the time, but they are available to me if I do need them for my properties. Now, I was mentioning earlier in the show, I had some hail damage that occurred to some of my properties, and you know, I wasn't real happy with the insurance company. So what I did was I just took it upon myself to go out and get three different bids from three different roofing contractors, and I'll tell you, two of the roofing contractors were very professional, okay? A third one that I found from my local property management company, not so much. They were more interested in giving me a sales pitch on why I have to buy certain roofing products and things like that. And what the guy didn't understand is this isn't my first rodeo, okay? And I'm a Lifestyles Unlimited educated investor. So there's nothing that guy's going to tell me that I probably don't already know, because I have talked to members of the trades before. Now, these particular properties are located in Kansas, and we don't have any Lifestyles Unlimited vendors that are in close proximity to me, which is okay, because we are growing our vendor list at Lifestyles Unlimited, which quite frankly takes me to the next point. You need to understand that when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, it's not just the educational component you get. You get a deep bench of vendors that provide you everything you need for your real estate investment activities. I mean, these folks are versed in all kinds of things. Now, what kind of things, you might ask? Well, very simply, we've got, let's just start with the list. What do you say? We'll go. I know you don't like lists. I hear that all the time. Al, don't read me a list. Okay, I'm not going to read you a list, but what I am going to do is I'm going to tell you some of the different trades that are out there. Okay, we have 1031 exchange people. We have accountants. We have accounting firms. We have CPAs. We have appliance parts and suppliers. We have appliance repairmen. We have appraisers. You getting the point here? I mean, I could keep going on. We have attorneys that specialize in all kinds of things. We have drywall repairmen, and we've got it all. Electrical guys, plumbing guys, and gals too. One of my favorite plumbing companies is actually a woman, and I brought her out to do a replacement of in my personal residence. Yeah, you can use Lifestyles Unlimited vendors to work on your personal residence. There's nothing wrong with that at all. And I had one hot water heater go out, and I had a two tank water heater system in my property. Well, one of the tanks failed. The other tank was well past its lifespan. So what I decided to do was I was going to get rid of those, and I was going to put in one tankless water heater system that worked for my particular residence. And I did so, and I used this Lifestyles Unlimited vendor. First of all, not only did they come in significantly lower than two other non-Lifestyles vendors that I had come out to my house, they basically told me exactly what they were going to do the repairs, walked me through the whole process right up front while they were doing the estimate, showed me exactly where they would have to put holes in the ceiling, that kind of thing, told me what they would do to remedy any repairs that they made because they had to put a hole in the roof for the vent pipe. And I'll tell you, it was an amazing experience. And that's the point of today's show. It's to talk about all these people that do great things on your behalf on a daily basis. Now, people can be difficult, but real estate is easy. That's a direct quote from my mentor, Del Walmsley. People can be difficult, but real estate is easy. But if you have the right people on your team, you can make that difficult piece go away. And if you're doing the right things with your rental property, let's say you've got a rental screening agency, another person to have on your team, or technically people, if it's an agency, it's usually more than one. These are the folks that screen those tenants, that do those background reports for you so that you can determine who you are potentially getting into business with. Now, remember, when you lease to somebody, you are making a contractual business relationship with a tenant. It is a two-way street, and your lease agreement is the document that codifies that relationship. It talks about who's responsible for doing what and when, and it also outlines things like how much does the rent cost. These are important things, and we have real estate attorneys that can help us put together those real estate leases, or they can sit down and they can look at the leases that we are proposing to use, and they can kind of pick it apart and say, well, hey, you know, right here you might be having some exposure in this particular area, or over here maybe this clause doesn't quite cover you the way we would like to see you covered. I'll tell you, a real estate attorney is worth their weight in gold, especially if they're the right one. And we've got a ton of them at Lifestyles Unlimited. As a matter of fact, one of the grand sponsors of our upcoming Lifestyles Unlimited Multifamily Masters Tour in Dallas just happens to be, wait for it, I'm sorry, I clicked on the wrong thing, Dodson Legal Group, and they're based out of Dallas. They're a full-service real estate law firm, and they provide great services to the members of our community. And as a sponsor of the Masters Road Tour, you'll have an opportunity to come to the event and actually meet these folks and get to know them. Whether you're a member of Lifestyles or not, we're going to give you that opportunity to meet and greet with all of the Lifestyles Unlimited grand sponsors. Now, to get to this Multifamily Masters Tour, all you have to do is go to multifamilymasterstour.com. That's multifamilymasterstour.com. When you get there, it outlines everything you need to know as far as getting yourself registered for the event. And I will tell you, this event fills up fast. So once seats run out, they're gone, and we won't have any seats available to you until next year when we do this event again. And it sounds like, with the music playing, that the time on our show has come to an end. And I just want to remind you all, not only is real estate a people business, but you should be in it not for the money, but for the lifestyle.
Thanks for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, investing, or tax advice. Results may vary. Always consult a professional before making any financial decisions. If you'd like to find out more about the mentoring available at Lifestyles Unlimited, please visit them online at lifestylesunlimited.com.